Hey, Tommy. First of all, overall for the team, how would you assess this 2023 season?
How I would assess. So if you know, like, it's always tough to lose on the PKs, because basically, to be honest, I think we were so close to reach again the conference final, because we all know like what game we would have like after Houston game against KC at home, and I'm like so confident with all respect to KC that we would win this game. But you know, that's soccer. Sometimes give you, sometimes you know, takes from you, but that's all about. The thing is that we have to all stay positive and look into 2024 to be even more, better in any phase of the club, you know. And of course, you always want to improve, and that's our goal, to be even better.
So how would you assess your 2023?
How I assess mine 2023? Yeah. I think the time I got on the field, I think that, you know, I've done like pretty well, to be honest. Starting 20 games, scoring 8 goals. But of course, you know, like when you don't reach like what you want to reach, you can be, happy, you know. And because of that, I'm saying like looking forward into 2024, you know, to help the team, off and on the field. And that's at the end of the day my goal, and I mean at the end of the day to stay healthy.
Yeah. And then what's your role overall, kind of helping? This is a very young squad. There's a lot of young players, a lot of young talent on this team. What's kind of your role, maybe heading forward and just helping them develop and really get used to MLS?
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, when we are talking, I mean, Diego Luna was a great example, you know, especially like, last 4 months, to put these performances on the field, it shows everything that in his head he's clear, you know. He knows exactly what he wants. And at the end of the day, this is how he helped the team the most. And because of that, I told him, like, I'm talking to him, talking to another young players that, RSL has, the future is going to be bright, especially with him. But, I mean, it's nothing done yet, because it is so much, work in front of him, you know, and with his character and, the way... And he took his career so far. It's just that me as a older player can say just well done. And because of that, I'm saying they have just to believe in themselves, especially the young players, be responsible, do the things right, and to get this done and to help the team in the best way they can. Because I mean, today in a soccer world, you know, the young players, in the most of the time, they're getting everything on a plate, and then they're thinking, okay, I've done my job. But it's not. It's only beginning. It's only start, because it is short period of the time when you can be up and come down. It is so much harder to get up, but in one day you can be down. And because of that, I'm saying, the young guys, they have to have the character to go all through this stuff, and at the end of the day, when they do it, which Diego Luna did fantastic job, then you see outcome, I would say, at the end of the season.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Tommy, thank you for your time today.
No. Thank you.
Have you had a chance to speak with the team, with front office, about your contract situation, and where do you think you'll be playing next year?
So I really think I'm going to be playing in RSL, I mean... You know how much RSL mean to me, how much basically, great memories I have with RSL. I am from the day one welcomed here on one special way, to having, the fans on my side, and basically have unforgettable connection, And I really think I'm going to stay here. And, as I said, even before, to give my best to help the team off and on the field, because RSL is, always, since I came here, my first choice, even when I've, 2021 played, I would say, the best season of my career. And, you know, to deny any other offer I got at this point, because, as I said, my, you know, second daughter was born here. I mean, RSL became as a second home, as a home. And because of that, of course, you know, there is no other choice for myself than, you know, to keep playing for RSL.
As Alex mentioned, you had maybe a little bit lower number of minutes played throughout the season this year. However, the last home game of the year against Houston in the playoffs, you scored a penalty kick to come in and help the team secure that victory. How did it feel getting that goal, helping the team win in penalties?
Always great. You know, like even when I'm talking, you know, to the coaches, to the front office, you know, even if it's sometimes hard, I mean, for RSL, I'm going to set any role. Doesn't matter if I play 1 second, 60 minutes or 90 minutes. For me, you know, this emotion of the game doesn't change, you know. And because of that, it was great, you know. You know, sometimes it's even hard to come in, not touch the ball and shoot PK. But, you know, in this case, to be honest, I had so much confidence. And by the way, I think everyone was shooting great PK. So it was a great moment.
Thanks, Ami. And then one last question for me. You actually shared the Golden Boot trophy of the U.S. Open Cup this year. How was it having so, I guess, the addition of the League's Cup, having so many games to be able to play? How did you feel... how did you feel the season was with the extended number of games, and how did you enjoy playing in the Open Cup?
I think overall it was great, you know, to have as many games as, you know, as possible is great. I mean, it's always better to play the game every 3 days than, you know, to training. I mean, training is important, and I, at the end of the day, I think it's the most important thing. But when you come into the routine to play every 3 games three games in a week, I mean, it's something special. And by the way, I think like 2021, we started the season a little bit later. I think it was end of April, and I think we have 9 to 10 midweek games. And this is, to be honest, when I felt the most comfortable.
Great. Thanks, Ami.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.